slowing down. It has made its feared presence known in 177 countries and regions. There are nearly 615,000 confirmed cases worldwide, with close to 29,000 deaths. The figures come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. That count shows the United States with the largest number of confirmed infections, about 105,000, and around 1,600 deaths. New York City is especially hard hit, with an explosive growth in hospital admissions. But there are major concerns over large new clusters showing up in Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. In Detroit, more than a fifth of the police force is quarantined. Two officers have died from the coronavirus, and at least 39 have tested positive, including the chief of police. Growing numbers of police departments around the country are watching their ranks being depleted by the virus as cases spread across the U.S. In Europe, Italy and Spain are still recording death spiral numbers, which have been accelerating. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to the virus. Italian officials cited almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing the country's total caseload to about 86,500. In Spain, the number of coronavirus cases is over 72,000. Deaths are approaching 6,000. Says a paramedic in Barcelona, we are completely overwhelmed. In France, COVID-19 has claimed about 2,000 lives. 33,000 people are known to be infected. French health workers got a bright display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights in the Eiffel Tower, Merci. Also spelled out in French was stay at home. Germany says it's keeping its restrictions on public life in place until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with about 400 deaths. Chancellor Angela Merkel remains quarantined. She was treated by a doctor later found to be coronavirus positive. This is VOA News. Hard-hit Iran, a Middle East COVID-19 hotspot, has reported over 35,000 cases.